Well, good morning, everyone. I'm delighted to see so many people. We're up to 30 already, and there'll probably be a few more late arrivals, but we should, in respect for everyone who's shown up on time, we should get going. The topic this morning is Bjorn from Bjorn Seewald from the Temple Garden Foundation talked a little bit about a savings lending program that they have successfully done in quite a few villages. 29 villages, was it?
39 villages, yeah.
39 villages, 39 villages. And I found it novel. It was quite interesting to me. I'm starting to get my head around it, starting to understand it. We invited Bjorn to come and talk to the group about his savings program. And I'm sure there'll be lots of conversation afterwards. But Bjorn, I'm ready to listen. I should add that we've got a couple of other people that showed up. Dave Richter is here, as is Carter and Sochita and Apo, who have been working really well with Lita and getting a new school building built at Romdang. And Apo has done some work for years that working with communities and lending programs. So I know she's interested in this, as we all are. So Brian, I will Bjorn, I'll be quiet and let you take it from here.
Thank you so much, Bill. And yeah, once again, or everyone, welcome to our meeting today. And it's really amazing to see so many people. As I said before, we have also today Chia, our program manager, on board, because I thought there might be quite some interest here, and why not getting the real expert who is every day in the field since many years out there. So we created a little presentation which we probably will share, and I think I will give it up to Chia then, actually. He would explain you, yeah, about our savings group. As Bill already said, we have a savings group in over 39 villages at the moment, with over 1,700 members. And we would like to show you what our TGF savings group, how they are working, why we think they are successful, the challenges maybe in other areas, and why it's probably also important to have, as we are doing with our savings group, we have other programs also implemented around it, which are probably part of the success. But I think, Gia, are you okay? I hand it over to you. I guess he's okay. I thought he's okay. He's on the call still. Can I see him? Gia? Probably not. Then okay, then I will just
Sorry, I
go.
lost my connection.
Ah, perfect, no problem. Chia, is it okay? Then I give it over to you. Is that okay, Chia?
Problem with the connection, sorry. So, did you hear me right?
Yes.
Perfect, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, we can hear you now.
So, to introduce myself, my name is Chia, and I'm from TGS. So I am the program manager, also income generation. So happy to see you all today. So I'm gonna share my presentation. Okay. Did you see it, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So here we set up some slide presentation to show you, and if you has a question, you can come along, or you can keep and ask when the end of the presentation also. So yeah, so I think like Bjorn mentioned, we are has a 39 saving group. And so what are the saving groups? So this, I think you all mostly know community finance and also Here in Ukraine, created by the Temple Garden Foundation, TGS. So we empower rural households to save access to loan and build accountabilities in the village also. We made up of trust in local village member. We provide training on saving, bookkeeping, financial literacies, and so some other stuff that help a saving group to grow also. I think there is a good economic stability through collective and saving and direct borrowing in the village. Owned and managed by communities, and also TGS is only a facilitator. So I move on. So how TGS saving group function? So we have a saving group formation training. So we select all the member and draft policy in the village, and we train on saving, loan policy, bookkeeping, financial management also we train them. We has also set up monthly meetings. So we only meet once a month, so we collect saving, approve loan, borrowing, pay back, something like that. So the operation with the member and agree the policy for loan. So start up, we ask them how much they want to saving. The saving is voluntary saving. It's not like saving like $10 at all people. So it's a voluntary. If you want to have $20, you put $20. If you have $10, you put $10, something like that. And monthly interest is 2% per month for the member, and the non-member is 3% per month. I think the interest is very high compared to the government, but I think it's a low-cost setup. So be aware of that also. For the closing, I think we're closing every years in the end of the year around December or January every year. So the loan are paid mostly because we count cash on hand. If they are not paid, they're gonna pay back at least like Q1 in the next year or so. Member can withdraw their saving interest and require for new loan at the same time when we're closing, after we close all the calculate all interest and everything, so they can borrow back at the same day also. We also TGS also provides seed fund depend on the group capacity and also the member, the total member. So we provide around 250 to 500 seed fund for one group. It's not 1 year, we provide one time. So fund are stay there in the group. Unless they are closing, we take it back. Like we don't have interest in there, so just we provide 250, there's 250 for in there. So the one thing is sustainability through interest. So the interest earning to boot cash for future loan, cover minor operation costs like they're gonna buy like stationery, something like the key, the box, and something like that. Also provide some compensate like the money to the group leader or committee in the end of the year. I think they withdraw around 30% of the interest 30%, but provide the leader only 10% of their total income. So there's incorrect per accountability. So we have a village-based group create fundamental and trust. Family among member promote high loan payment rates and all build strong sense and share responsibility in the group also. So there's an impact of saving on the beneficiary also. The saving group are integral to TGS income generation, alongside with other activities such as the agricultural training, entrepreneur support, improve farming practice also. And the benefits, so the household income grows. So last, I think there has increased like 300% in 2012, and promote community wealth saving, local, something like that. So this is the key achievement 2024, last year. So we have a 39 saving group across 39 villages in 5 communes of Chikrang. So just mention we are operating in Chikrang only. So the total saving group member around 1,739, with most are female. So it's 90% are female. So the men are really not into the saving mostly, yeah. So active participant in saving, yeah, around 1,255, out of which 1,190 loan were taken by women, yeah. And total loan amount calculated 2024 around more than half of $1 million actively support community financial need in grow around the village. Yeah. So I think we also calculate the average loan size around $500 per household, and the lowest is $25 per household taken. Yeah. I think the highest loan more than $5,000 per person, that's the highest loan. And unpaid loan last year, for all the member, the order has $1 million, so only $6,000 that not pay back. I think the member not pay back, mostly they go to Thailand, so there's some gap going on in the process also. So I think they already pay in Q1 2025 already. So, and I think around $5,000, 21 people has not paid. That's around 1% is not paid back. Let's move on. So there's economic growth. So TGS Saving Group create lasting impact by offering affordable finance, access to rural community, and empowering farmer and also entrepreneurs in their areas. And like I mentioned, 2024, the loan allocated around more than half of $1 million in the village. And 69% of that is the agricultural loan. They borrow for the farming, rice, fertilizer, cassava, cashew nut, something like that. And there's 10%, they go to the regional ceremony, like wedding ceremony, something going on in the village, that 10% of that. And also we have 10% for home renovation, that they fill up the land, make a new house, something like that, that 10% from the loan. And also we have a health issue, they borrow for the health problem, like go to hospital, children, go to hospital, something like that, that 6% of the loan. And also the education, 3%, they borrow for send money to study at universities, kid go to school, buy some materials that we count as the education, that's 3%. Also the another purpose that beside that is 2%, like small business and malicious need. I move. Can I move to the next one? Okay. So I think there's one question, why TGS Saving Group work? So I think let's stimulate the local economy. So calculation, the money boosts local economy activities and encourage investment in business, job creation, and improvement, food security also. enhance produce productivity and self-reliant community within communities, and also foster community leaderships, like the leadership role, building confidence, strength, capacities, empower movement, taken stake to decision making. I think mostly, maybe you well aware that most of the farmer that working with NGOs, mostly women, there's less men in the process. So I think we also proud that from 2023, we make a saving group app, like digital with the saving group. I think just history. So before 2023, we tried many things like Google Form. We provide tablet to them, and then we create Google Form, and then they enter their saving book. And then we bought web-based clients, and then we create some interface there, and then they can enter with the tablets, and then they can see, we can see. But right now we are create a saving group app in the Play Store, so everyone in the saving group can download and see their saving. The committee can enter their member, something like that. So I think it's a custom mobile developed track monthly saving, like I mentioned, loan transaction, group leader trend. Also, we train the group leader essentially require the tablet or mobile phone that use Android or iOS, and empower to lead the transaction. And we combine traditional and digital record bookkeeping for add their accuracy in the efficiency also. I think in the process, we also, like I mentioned, we train them to use the app. And also we create a Telegram group that everyone can discuss their problem, something like that, into the group, and has me as an admin. Yeah. Also strengthen the tech skill across the group, fostering collaboration and connectedness also. I think the result is a rapid adaptation, both bookkeeping, confidence, and management skill. Financial record now is easy to maintenance. Share, monitor, ensure transparency in the community also. So, and improve oversight for both group and TGS, enabling smart and smart planning. Yeah. Yes. I think there's a why the TGS group success in the our areas. So, I think. Like we mentioned before, TGS, we has a holistic program in there. We has a four program connectively in the communities in Chikrang district. So we has a water and sanitation program. We have healthcare. We has a early childhood education, and also income generation work closely with each other in the one area. And besides the income generation, we have a saving group accelerators and farming school. We have a trend farming school, chicken cooperative, rice farming initiative, business training. We have a AC also. And for that, I think, like we mentioned before, 2000. From 2012, we have about 300% higher saving in the loan group. Also, I think in conclusion, the TGS saving group is empower family, especially women, lead to prosperous lives. Try local economy grow by keeping finance within the communities, and transition from traditional bookkeeping to digital system. We have sustainability for long-term success, ensure money flow continue to meet the community needs, and especially the community ownership in finance and integrate development. I think there's some picture that there's a saving group app. We train them in how to use the tablet, something like that, in our office at Chikrang also. So I think that's all from my side. If you has an answer, Bjorn, you can continue, right?
Thanks, Tia, for the presentation. That was pretty good to give an overview. And then maybe I just summarize one time in very, very simple words. So what Tia mentioned was TGF saving groups are built by their own village members, which they trust. They vote for someone who they trust most in the village. And then a group comes together. Everybody can join the group. And the group comes on a monthly basis together. Getting a seed plant from TGF to start everything growing. But then the group grows itself by monthly savings and members taking loans, which are then paid back on with interest. So that's how the savings inside the capital inside each group grows, actually, which year by year gives them access to higher loans. The leaders and the members, actually, of each group and the committees, they decide with knowing each other from living in the same villages, working together. They know each other and they know perhaps even the challenges and the risk of each members, and they decide on personal basis then what is the amount of loans everyone can take. So that also lowers the risk of having perhaps less people not paying back. So that's one of the part. And as Gia mentioned, I think standalone savings groups would grow in a very, very slow pace, having other program activities around those villages where increased income and food security takes part, as well as farming schools, as rice farming activities, as a chicken producer groups, etc. I think that all boosts the saving groups of our areas, where, as you mentioned, we have over the years actually having in those 39 groups now circulating this huge amount of $600,000+, which are yearly. You have to understand that this amount is never really inside the saving groups. It's always circulating out in loans, boosting agriculture most of the time, as 70% is used for agricultural loans. And at year end, it is paid back. And then, just for a short amount of time, this money is actually in this place. And in the same day, everybody raises their hand again and says, like, okay, now the next circle start. Next year, I would loan for this and that purpose again. I think that was just something I would like to add to give a very, very quick, simple overview of the savings group and how they work. Yeah, thanks, Gia. That was great. Yeah, thank you very much. And we're open to any questions. I think there's lots of questions you might have, so please.
I'm sure you'll get some questions, Bjorn. Can you stop your screen sharing now, just so that I can see 25 faces at once? There we are. There's the group. Thank you for that. Thank you for that presentation. I confess, I'm still having a little trouble getting my head around how all of this works because there is no bank. The money stays in circulation. It isn't resting in a bank when somebody puts money in, or taking from the bank when somebody takes money out. So maybe you just speak to that a little bit, and then let's have open questions.
Yeah, absolutely right. So there's actually no bank. So, for example, at the moment, as to date, we have in all those 39 groups only around $5,000, which is still remaining as savings in their saving boxes. The rest of the money, members came already and said, like, okay, I would like rice season starts. I would like to get a loan for rice seeds, machinery, etc., fertilizer. So they get the loans, and the money is immediately out. While I come and save the money, or let's say a group of 80 members comes on a monthly basis, we arrive now, everybody puts a certain person is saving in there. At the same time, people say, like, okay, now we have this amount today available. Who would like to loan? It's immediately out again. So that's actually, you're absolutely right. There is no bank really included. And also very, very big part is there is no external party having any profit from it. So everything stays in the community. As Gia mentioned, there is a certain percentage at year end of the interest paid by everyone. I think 30% of that goes into this group committee, which then pays either itinerary or like the tablets have to be paid with prepaid cards, and there has to be some certain materials, there's some stipends, as you mentioned. So this is all paid by interest of loans, and there's no profit for anyone outside this community. All the money circulates in those groups.
Bjorn, I had a question. This is Dave. And I guess at the end of the year, when all the funds are repaid, like everything comes back in, is it literally sitting in a bucket? I'm just concerned about like safety and that kind of stuff. Like what's the security around that? And I know that the village all will keep an eye on it, but just it's one thing when it's out in circulation. That's easy for me to understand. When it all comes back in, my heart gets a little bit scared.
Absolutely. Hi, David. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So that was also one of the first things when I started with CGF. I was exactly concerning like you. But so there is these days per village where we have commune chiefs, and each village also has a so-called village guards and police. So they are involved in that day
Okay.
exactly. So they're knowing exactly that this savings group comes together, so there is a certain security of village guard and police involved.
Okay.
But as I said, it's really just this one point, which is very a tricky point in this whole circle. But you're absolutely right. We also see actually that as much as we like to see this number growing every year, I think we're slowly coming to a steady point where we also think certain groups should not grow anymore because yeah, the loan's getting higher. And loans taken getting higher, risks are getting higher from someone. Yeah, any natural risk happening, and then there is a bigger amount not being paid back. So I think we're just at the edge of some groups where we actually say, and we're actually already groups are saying like, look, right now it's June, July, stop saving. We cannot put any more in there because we reached this amount, which is the maximum we can actually handle at the moment. But you're absolutely right. At the year end, we need the support from
Okay.
commune, police and village guards. Please correct me here, but village guards, that's how it's called, right? Village police guard.
Just to add up, it's because the money in the end of the year they collect only one days, and then in the night they hire some guard from the I think like the village guard or something. So they hire the guys like two people from the village. And then pay them like $50 in the night to walk around the village and then to like just one night only. So and then the next day is gone. The money are
Wow,
gone.
that's impressive. I had one more question. Chia, very good presentation. Thank you for that. You indicated that there was one, like the high loan was $6,400. What type of what was that likely for? Someone buying a new motorcycle or what? Like how? That just seemed like a spike from the other things.
I think the highest loan, mostly they are going to buy some land for the cassava or cashewnut or something.
Okay.
And then like John mentioned, mostly we are the highest one, 30% agricultural loan. So that we can buy some land in the high area for cassava and cashewnut also.
Okay. No, well, that's great. Thank you.
And also to add there, that was a loan to a member, which again, the group knows pretty well that this is someone who grows already
Okay.
faster and on a bigger scale than some other members. So they would not allow everyone in the group to have such loans. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Okay. No, it's very, very interesting. Very, very, very cool.
Thank you, Dan.
I actually had a question too. I wanted to just quickly ask, maybe I missed it, so forgive me if I did, but as far as the unpaid loans go, how do you guys go about enforcing that it's collected? Is that, do you just leave it up to the village, or is it passed on to like a debt collector, or how do you go about collect, how do you go about actually collecting the interest on the loans and making, forcing people to pay it back?
If I start first here, and no, so it's the groups are very much built on trust. The group leader is, or the leader and the committee, they are voted for, and actually also each ending cycle, the group can re-vote if they think actually okay, there needs to be a change in committee. Each member who wants to join and wants to get a loan. So people can also join only for savings, but if you want to get a loan, then everyone of the group has to approve that as well. So that means actually we're probably also one of the strengths is we're in villages where people know each other for a long, long time. It's not new villages, it's all villages which are created already a longer time ago. So people knowing each other, and they're really very often the people know of challenges, risk of each other. So that's why our number goes very, very low. But you're right. So we have some persons probably not paying back. And what happens then is actually then this whole group and peer pressure, village pressure comes on. So we have no one precisely who goes around, but the committee then actually goes to either the family's house, goes to neighbors, and just figuring out, okay, what is actually going on? Why is no payback? And so far, we are really, really lucky in those groups that the payback was always done, even as Gia mentioned, if the loan taker was going to Thailand for better work opportunities, for better income opportunities, that actually the peer pressure in the village on everybody who stayed was still so high that the money came in Q1 of the next year back to the villages. We have to say that we had, so I think when I started, we had 41 groups. So we had groups which were newly established and which had trouble in paying back, and which then afterwards actually closed after 2 years. So it's not an easy to replicate system. There are always challenges exactly in the at this year end paying back. So that's it has to grow in a very, very slow pace. And more trust has to be given because we really saw when there is a committee which allows too much in the first 1 or 2 years, it can collapse the system pretty, pretty fast. And we had that happen as well. And those groups had actually closed then. So we had 41 groups and now we're down to 39 groups. And in those 31 groups, it took longer than a year to get actually the money back from everyone's side. So that was actually why we then said, okay, if it's starting in the year 1 and 2 already, perhaps either create a new committee or everybody was scared of going actually on and they actually moved out from the savings group, which is quite sad to see because we still believe in those savings group. But if the first years are not trustworthy, then of course the whole system collapses.
Gotcha. Okay. So just to be clear, it's just complete. It's the village is making all the risks. They decide who they think will pay it back and who won't pay it back. I see.
Absolutely correct.
Gotcha. Okay.
Just also mentioned that in the group there are some paper, required paper that need the thumbprint of the borrower. That I think is we put the document in the communal wealth and the local authority. So when you are borrowing, it's not just take money. You are responsible and put your thumbprint in it. And like John mentioned, in the end of the year, so we are the TGS, we are only facilitators, and if the one are not paying, the group are lost their interest in the end of the year. So I think most people are push the guy that not want to pay, and then they push them to pay back. And then the guy mostly when they push it, I think in the end of the year they vote withdraw the member also, so they not allow the one that difficult to the group stay in there. So yes, mostly they vote it out.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, that was actually, Carter, that was actually a very, very good point of Chia. So we have actually policies, of course, the groups have policies in line as well. Yeah, so there's commune leaders, village leaders involved as well. There's always a signature needed as well. So there's actually on the commune level as well some procedure which again, which is only village and commune level TGS. That's also but what I think makes a big point. They know if money is losing, it's not a third party, it's actually money from neighbors, villagers nearby. So that's actually the huge peer pressure, I think. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So it's just building that relationship and trying to be a trustworthy person. And if you're not, they won't let you take any more loans out. I see.
Correct. Yeah.
Odam
Thank you.
has his hand up. And Odam, I'm glad
Yes.
you came to this in particular because your work out in the villages and the closeness that you are with the village leaders really parallels a lot of what Bjorn and his team is doing. I'm interested in your
Yeah.
questions.
Yeah. Thank you. Sujia and Bjorn for sharing this your project at TGF. Actually, what you have shared is also very. I mean, like. What we have been also working, delivering this kind of projects in our area, in Svalö and Suthanikum, and some part in Chiang Rai, like Lao and so on. I got a lot of questions, but I cannot form up because I, but one question I would like to ask your expert your. Well, how do you handle, with the government, in terms of, like tax, because you registered as the non-profit organization. So, because, the reason I asked, we did say publicly with our like NGO or like government about like microfinance, we provide loan to villagers, we support. And then the word saying loan or microfinance, it come to the tax department attention. So I want to hear what you are doing, in terms of tax and especially with government and the tax department. You get what my question?
Yeah, we get
Yes.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, we can.
Want to start here or should I? I mean, Odom, thanks for your question. Very, very nice. And if you have more questions, please just reach out later via email or via Messenger. So no problem. You can have all the questions. We can get in contact because we're overlapping in some areas as well. But getting back to your question, so the main part actually is we as TGF, we are not involved. It's a community project. It's really a community-based project, which is community-owned, and the legal part is with the commune leaders in each village leaders and commune leaders. So therefore, we as TGF, we don't give any loan to anyone. We did this seed fund in the beginning, yes, but this is actually a fund which we keep in the group. And we don't earn any interest on it, and it will stay forever as long as the group is existing. So therefore, we had no taxation issues on that part. And loans taken, when we talk about loans taken, it's all based on this savings group itself, which is community members actually giving money to each other. So therefore, TGF has no part on any. We don't earn anything. We don't have any taxation issues on that part, actually. Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, maybe there's something to add from your side as well, if I'm missing out anything.
So the project itself is owned by the communities, and also we are, I think we are has MOU with the Ministry of Rural Development that we have sent report every years, quarterly and also the monthly, that it is the community-based project. It's not TGS provide loan. It's the community itself that has to run the business here.
That's clever the way you've organized it. So the government really doesn't have anybody to go after for taxes. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely right. Yes, yeah. That's actually so, and it's actually proof with the MOUs we have in the chart. So it's actually they are totally in okay with us having as we have no income on it, no profit. and that the money stays in the villages and develops their growth. We have no issues on that one.
Well thought out.
Excellent.
Salin has his hand up, and I know that Salin and HHA have done a minor amount of micro-lending into the community. And Salin, what are your questions?
Okay, you hear me well?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, thank you so much, Bill and Bong, Suchia, and Bjorn, for your great presentation. So yeah, just to add up with the question to with Bong, how is the community leader involvement in your group saving?
Oh, okay. So I think we start the first time we has the activity like we mentioned before. We has four program, and separately we has the income generation. We has one also our activity is the farmer field school. So before we select the farmer to join farmer field school, and then we has the activity that each they want to create saving group. We train them. And then we form them. We select the committee there. It's voluntary. So voluntary joining at the first time. And the first time we also select the member only interested in. We don't force anyone to join saving group. If they don't form, that's okay. So we don't force anyone to join it. So I think start from like in Spin Town, that's the first time they join amount of 20. They join only 12 people joining in the first year. And then we provide seat like the 250 in the second year. So they operate first year, we see them progress, we provide seat fund 250, and then they start move on, and then the member are coming every year. So like add up every year. And that also there's also member withdraw their saving and stop saving also. So it start from the forming and then trust each other. And also, I think, like I mentioned, we don't force anyone to join. We don't want to force them. So it's the voluntaries joining. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So, I mean, do you have to sign any document or contract with the community member or the commune chief or something?
There's a document that create the saving group. The we has the bylaw, like the state, like how many they're saving, how many interest they take in the group. I think some group before they take 1% interest, and then at the end of the year they make a slow progress because they take less, and then people are like because people make money when they say increase to 2% to standardize with another group also, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I
Yeah.
have more questions. Can I ask?
Yeah, you can answer
And
that, yeah.
I just wonder how the group leader they do the background check of the loan receiver before the vote.
Okay.
How can they do that?
I think for that point, mostly know each other in the village. I think you already know that they know which one loan from another microfinance, which one are not. And also in the in that they also know exactly what kind of person is like lazy to pay back or not. So like we mentioned, we only select the one voluntary, and also if you are voluntary to join, and also they also know that that kind of person it is. Is the they are difficult to pay back, they allow only a small amount. So we has a four member, a four group leader, and they know exactly mostly what kind of person the member is. Yeah. I
Okay,
think they
thanks.
know exactly in the village, like mentioned, Yuan mentioned is mostly the old village. So it's not the new village that just formed. So it's old village, they know each other well, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Another question,
Yeah.
how to deal with the unpaid loan? I see it's around 6,000.
How can you how
I
can the
think
group deal with
the,
that?
yeah. I think the unpaid loan is the guy go to Thailand and they all, I think they already paid back, because I think the one that mostly benefit from it is the member itself. So when you are saving in the end of the year, we close every year. Even we lost profit, we still close the group. And then if you are lost, you lost the money. It's many people not pay back, the member lost money. It is a law. We put them in the law. So when I think before closing around October and something, they access the remaining loan. So they know exactly who go to Thailand, it's not, and then
Đang
they
kiện ở
start
luôn nha
collect
khi mà chị làm mới nè.
back also. Yeah. So I think like 3 months before closing, they access all the loan that not pay back, and then they ask the difficult guy first. Is they know that in the end of the year they pay back, they just inform, and is their person go to Thailand and then they contact relative and something like that to just force, yeah.
Okay, thank you. This is the last question.
Okay.
In the future, how is TFG TGF like involvement look like with the group or
I think for us in the future, it's a community-based saving group. It's we provide everything to the communities. We are not involved as so that's why we are trying to make it more easy, more affordable in communities. Like we create the app so the member can download in Play Store when you use the Android, something like that. So and then it's easy, convenient for them to do it, so that we try to make them more easy and sustainable also. Yeah. John, do you have
okay.
anything to add?
Okay.
Just to add on this one, Zalin, we are actually more or less not doing much. We're really just no. The only thing actually my team does is going out on a frequent basis and verify the data, just like to see, okay, this is a bookkeeping. Let's see, just like one-time random checks if that makes sense. Just that, and we get the data for our input as well, because for us it's very, very interesting to see. Now we have 1,700 households. We know exactly where, what they are loaning for, what kind of amount, which gives us again then future strategy ideas, right? I mean, okay, agricultural loans for that much. Okay, now we're actually trying to figure out what are the agricultural loans actually taken for. Is it for seeds? Is it for fertilizers? For machinery? So we're looking into that. So we're actually more or less already completely out of it. We help with facilitating the year-end circle, so the ending circle one time. So we also go and it seems like they we are there many years, so they trust the team coming as well there and seeing, okay, checking on the whole money, which is then one night in the box to check with us as well. But honestly, they could do that completely without us already, or they're doing it without us already. The only thing what we're trying at the moment is to implement to digitalize everything, that actually we can even step even more of, because then we just have to click on our app and we can actually see what's going on there. So I don't even need physical the team being in there anymore. The savings group, we call them TGF savings group, but it's actually Tigrang savings group. They're doing everything themselves actually, yeah? Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Yuan and Dong Sujia. I just want to like echo Celine and also add on to like just curious on like what is your role or like future plan? Because as you mentioned, majorities of the loan actually used for agriculture, and we know that in the last few years the agriculture yield is not really good. So that mean their investment somehow could loss as well, not necessarily that they don't want to pay back, but they really can't afford to pay back. So I was curious if you have any future plan, because now in a saving group, the money would become less and less when less people could save, like could provide back. So what is your future plan to intervene or involve in this sort of situation when the money is gonna be less? I don't know if it's less in some group or more in other group. But yeah, what is your organization role to implement in that situation? Thank you.
Great, great question. I mean, what we actually, I think what we really have to point out, overall, I believe that a standalone saving group is very, very difficult to sustain and survive. So therefore, I think Gio mentioned that in the presentation as well. So what we really try in those villages, we're in those villages over 15 years since 2008 with other programs as well. And all those programs on its own, health program, education, water sanitation, and the income generation helps to accelerate the income, which helps saving on different ways. So you're absolutely right. There are difficulties in perhaps in selling certain rice seeds. So what we actually did in the recent years is we start training on rice. So we're now training on a complete different on a Rondul rice, so higher rice quality. So what we actually saw in the last 2 years is actually exactly the opposite. So we hear that challenges of rice farming, but in our area with the pilot project we have, we actually accelerated our rice yields. Yeah, we actually have better incomes on the so sorry higher yields on our rice fields with the Rondul rice and with the technique the team teaches in cooperation with the Ministry of Agriculture, plus the higher quality of rice seeds is actually also getting better prices at the market. So that's something where we actually try to boost the whole area getting access to those rice seeds. And we try to diverse the income as well. We know that there's probably certain loans taken for let's say for rice cultivation, but if that might fail and having difficulties to pay back, there is other sources where we have chicken producer groups, where we have vegetable producer groups, where we have entrepreneurial support, where we try to diverse the income that if one struggles, that there is a chance to still pay back. But don't get me wrong, so we also know that's actually one thing we want to figure out this year. And I'm still figuring out how best, because it has to be anonymously, because I would really like to see, I'm very, very sure the savings groups, this community savings groups is actually kind of one part where each household has an extra access to all the loans they're taking already. I'm pretty sure there's already two or three other sources of loans of our villages, very often the case that they have probably two or three care and maybe struggling paying back. We don't know. But that this community-based is a very easy access to them. But again, that actually I cannot just come and say, I want to have this and that, because people know, they know already perhaps I have a loan from the bank, I borrowed some money from a friend. So they might just ask me exactly, okay, what for? And it's like, okay, I need 50 kilo of rice for my 1 hectare land. They would probably propose that, but if I come, I would like 6,000 for a new land. They said, you cannot pay back. So there are certain parts we can do, diverse the complete income on different streams. And one big part is 90% of the people are completely a rice farmer still, yeah, and a lot of their income comes from rice cultivation. So we're trying actually to get into this more and more to have more better yields and better rice seed access for them, which is pretty much what we're trying. But you're absolutely right. Other rice variations actually going down the last years, and the middlemen are sadly so cruel that they know this fact as well and know exactly when not to go to the villages and when to come to get their best prices, but worst prices for the villages. So we're trying to get market access as well. So very diverse, very tricky, and still the risk is always there that there's someone struggling to pay back. Absolutely, yeah. Hard to mitigate, yeah.
That's really interesting, but I note that you're at about a 99% payback rate, and that your loans are in excess of 90% to women. There's a connection there. Odam had his hand up for some time, been waiting patiently. I think he's got another question.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I really, really impressed, with the presentation and the report you have recently shared with the results. So I We are really looking forward and want to ask you to learn from you about how we can do these projects, success like your projects, because we are running the similar projects, like we call like a farmer club. We even set up the village bank account, like the we of course, like we form up the small group we call farmer club, and then from different villages. We also do like a vote selecting like the village bank committee, and then we train them like bookkeeper, financial and everything, and then with the representative of the village bank committee, we and BFT, we set up the village bank account in the local bank, and then we put the seed money. For example, let's say $20,000, and then the village bank committee will work, with the farmer club from different group, how much money they want, and then within their small group they support each other, like, so I didn't say that it does work okay, but in terms of problem. We always find, some difficulty, in regarding to, people pay back and so on. So, do you have any challenge, with the saving group? Because from the result you said it's only small, very, very small percentage of people who cannot pay back, and then there's a lot of percentage, they keep paying back. And but you have any problem or challenge that you can share so that I can or like yeah learn and hear, so something like that,
Great
like
question.
challenge.
No, great,
Yeah.
great. There's always challenges. Don't get me wrong. We have lots of challenges. And we would even like to see this 1% to get to zero, but it's probably a fiction idea. I think, and maybe that was just an example you gave, but I think the slow growing pace of each saving groups was a very, very important part as well. So we didn't put a seed fund of, you mentioned maybe just a number, 20,000. We just put a very, $250 for a group of 40 people. That's just about that. Yeah, that's just about a $5 per person, which then so it's actually the process of growing and loaning was very, very slow. So there's nobody there who can suddenly we open a group and there's a big amount available and people come just like, okay, I try, and $1,000 here, $2,000 here. It was not the case. It was a very, very slow process. And as we mentioned, we had new formed groups where after 1 year, actually there were then three, four people in that particular group not paying back because they faced difficulties throughout the year. They moved sadly away from what happens very often in the villages, moving away for work. And the group then struggled, and exactly what you said, then actually the challenge went so high that of course a new form group just said like, now I don't trust anymore any one of the member because now the money is gone, four or five people difficult to reach. It took a lot of effort for, again, there's not TGF was not involved, but it's actually then the group committee, everybody who has the whole village goes to the committee, goes to the households of the people who loaned the money. Okay, the main loaning person is not here right now. Okay, we have to wait until he comes back or she comes back. Then they're paying back step by step. So it took about a year to get all the money back, but then the whole system collapsed. So the challenge is always there of not paying back, but I think really, really important, and I think I repeat myself there, but was really this group which everybody involves saying like, I raise my hand and say, I would like to have $500. And suddenly Odom says, like, if you earn $500, that's going to make it difficult. Start with 200. And then every one of the group also says, like, ah, look, it's a, I have to tell them my idea. I have to say what I want to do. And then everybody has kind of a voting and says, like, look, it's our money. please don't do that, and we are not agreeing with it, and on a lower base. So I think it's really this whole community involvement, sorry, the whole group member involvement as actually, so which minimizes risk, but risk will be always there. Yeah, I don't know if that actually answers your question. I'm sorry, Odom, but
No, yeah, I totally, yeah, I understand that, and I think we should probably arrange for a meeting together, and I really want to learn from you guys, you know,
very,
because
very much
there's,
open, please. Yeah, sure.
yeah, thank you very much.
Ah, sure, yeah. Please, yeah, please reach out and we can have a meeting for sure. Online, person, whatever. Yeah. That's why those meetings are for you, right? Those
Yeah.
that's absolutely we're happy to share any challenge, every anything, and I open to please reach out, yeah, Autumn, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Bjorn, I've got a question that's probably easy for you to answer. I noticed in the presentation that members of the group pay 2% interest, 2% a month. Non-members pay 3%. Is that the rate they pay for the loans, or is that also the rate that they earn with the savings? Do those rates apply to loans, savings, or both?
Both. Yeah,
Both.
that's what exactly. Yeah, that's what you earn on your that's what you have to pay on the loans, and that's what you earn on your savings. Yeah,
Okay, so
correct. Yeah,
those rates work for both ends of the transaction.
both ends exactly. Yeah, and then the reason why non-members we don't want to exclude, or the group don't want to exclude anyone who is not in the group, but so I can come as a non-saver to the group and ask, but then I have to pay a higher interest. And again, and also then still needs approval from everyone. Okay, we know exactly what for and how much is the amount actually loaned. Yeah.
Bjorn, that's a fascinating process that you developed. I've not seen anything quite like it. I can tell Odam is attracted, and his work is so much similar to yours. Others have been doing a lot more listening than they have been talking. It's just a few minutes after 11 your time right now. I just leave it open for a couple more minutes if there's any last minute, any more burning questions for you. This is the opportunity for others to speak up.